Please watch your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying, you're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh my God, it's going to splash. Ugh. Keep it locked.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 9th, check out Chuck's Comedy Club with Kelly Kells at the Hunt Union Waterfront at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, March 10th, check out the baseball team as they take on Union at Red Dragon Baseball Field at 3 p.m. Happening at Red Dragon Theater, check out Trivia Tuesday at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, March 11th, check out the men's lacrosse team as they play Hartwick at Red Dragon Field at 3 p.m. On Thursday, March 12th, head over to the Hunt Union Ballroom for Roots and Recipes, a multicultural tasting of different foods happening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Okay, you give the disclaimer because I can't work the computer.
The following is a talk show by one of The following is a talk show with one of our DJs.
Wow.
Views or expressions expressed by the WONY DJs are that of the DJs and not SUNY Oneonta or SUNY.
True.
Anyways, welcome back to Stereotypes.
Welcome to Stereotypes.
I'm peeking the microphone.
You really are. I never know where to put you.
I know. The mics over here are so much louder than the one over there. I don't know why. I think it's the settings.
We're so interlinked. We just said the same thing at the same time. Wow. How cute are we?
I'm multitasking.
You do that just to make me mad.
All right,
now.
It's done.
Okay. And it's done.
But yeah, welcome back. I'm DJ Lucas.
I'm DJ L.
Today, we don't have a list of... we don't really have a list of topics to talk about, so we're just kind of
In our defense, it's the week before break. Yeah. My brain's a little fried. I'm just here to talk for
an
hour.
So speaking of your brain being fried, let's talk about what just happened.
What just happened?
Stupid effing bird has closed.
It's over.
If you were able to go see the show, it was absolutely amazing. I was there all four nights.
And all four nights got standing ovations, sold out the last two nights. The last day, people were watching on the bridge.
Yep. And so for those of you who don't know, the bridge is a part of Fine Arts where the box office is.
Yeah.
And there's a monitor above it that's usually here's our show season. Here's what Mask and Hammer is. But they're able to, we have a live feed that basically shows what's going on stage. And there's a lot of monitors backstage for the actors to watch so we know where we are.
Right.
But there's also monitors outside on the bridge. And so that one actually is able to display the same feeds. And so they put that on, and there was people watching it out there. Then when intermission came around, some people left, and Drew, the director, brought in extra seats so that the people out on the bridge could watch Act 2. It was so crazy that me and so I was ushering the last two nights.
Yep.
Me and Steph, the house manager.
Yep.
We were ushering and everything. We were let's go to our seats. But then more people just kept walking in that didn't have a ticket but, wanted one because they didn't get one beforehand. What are you doing? Because they were like, yeah, we drove 2 hours here without a ticket.
Girl, why?
Do you understand that there's less than 100 seats available? Come on.
Right, that's crazy.
Come on. And so I literally was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, and so Scott, the tech director, was like, you and Steph have already seen it, right? And I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I immediately knew where he was going. He was like, okay, so give up your seats. And so, we gave up our seats. But there was two seats available right next to each other right at the end, like at like intermission. And so me and Steph were able to sit there. Mm-hmm. Steph is probably going to be on our next episode. We'll see. I don't know if she's available, but
could probably have Bella, my roommate.
Yes, she's Bella, Steph. Some. Yeah. Because now that stupid effing bird is over and the strike happened, which we took everything out, the next show has moved in and has began rehearsing in the space, and it's called The Shape of Things.
Which is so exciting.
I don't know if anyone knows the movie. So The Shape of Things was, I believe, a play first and then adapted into a movie.
Yeah.
As most things happen.
True.
It has Paul Rudd in it, in the movie. Mm-hmm. It's a four-character kind of drama, I would say. It's like a four-character drama. Mm-hmm. It's funny, but I think it's more... I don't know. I wouldn't call it a comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the genre is, but it's very recent. I like that we've been doing a lot of modern plays.
I agree.
Because Stupid Effing Bird was very modern.
That
I feel
was
like
in 2013.
Right. And I don't feel like I feel like it could have, it felt very like recent. I was like, I would have believed that this was like set in 2025.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or 2026 or something. And so The Shape of Things, we're setting it in 2003.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be set in 2011, but it wasn't. And I believe the movie, let me see here, The Shape of Things, came out in 2003. So
there.
That's when the movie came out, but the play's been out, I think. Let me see when it was published. The Shape of Things, Neil.
I hate when you multitask.
Well, I'm just trying to see.
I'm just trying to look around.
It actually might have been the movie first. Wait, no, the play was in 2001.
Right.
Yeah, the play was in 2001. Hi, you can get it. You can get the movie at Barnes & Noble. Wait, no, the movie was in 2001. All
right. What are you trying to figure out right now?
I'm just trying to figure out when the play came out and when the movie came out.
Right. Okay.
The movie, it looks like the movie came first.
Right.
The Shape of Things was originally published in 2001, and Paul Rudd is on the cover, so... That's why I'm kind of like, I feel like that the movie came first.
I heard that the playwright is a little controversial.
I haven't really looked into that. Is he?
Yeah, I think so. I think he has some allegations.
Oh.
Yeah.
LaBoot. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like he might.
The play was written in 2001. The film was in 2003.
Okay.
It's 2 years apart.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I really love the show.
Yeah.
It's really good. It has, I don't know, the message is like, it's kind of an interesting message. I would say it's not as deep as Stupid Effing Bird in any sense.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ever going to see a play that has a meaning deeper than that show.
That show's crazy.
Like that show is like sitting there and it's just like shattering the fourth wall and being like, like you all suck. And you all are going to get up after the show's over
and walk away
and nothing
happened for
nothing life-changing happened.
Yep.
But I think it's so crazy it said that because I do genuinely feel like there was a life change after watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just like that show is so beautiful and everything about it. And it was breaking my heart to tear apart the set during strike.
This is going to sound so bizarre because this was my first play I've ever done. It changed my life.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if it was the character that I played or the people or the director or, like, I don't know what it was, but I am a completely different person, and it was only 6 weeks long, which is crazy to think about.
Yes. And I feel like Alleged, which was this show a year ago now, which was in the same slot, that show... I feel like also, I mean, I've been in a lot of plays before because like I've, full disclosure, I've been in two musicals and I've been in like eight plays.
Right.
And I really like The Alleged Children of Darkness only because it had a good meaning to it. It was just really hidden.
Yeah.
But also it definitely changed me, especially as like a designer, because mm-hmm. like I didn't think I was going to have to do all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I feel like plays, when you do like a big musical, like for example, I did Mamma Mia and I did Into the Woods.
Yeah.
When you do a big musical like that, it's kind of just like, oh my gosh, like I'm living my theater kid fantasy of, yeah. you know, getting to be in these big shows. And you as an actor don't really get, I feel like you don't really, I mean, obviously you make new friends right. and like all of that. But I feel like you don't technically, like the meaning doesn't really do anything to you as an actor.
Yeah.
When you go see a show like Stupid Effing Bird, like you, the audience is going to obviously reflect on that and mm-hmm. things are going to be like, the audience can be like, yeah, like I feel like my life has changed and yeah. everything. But the actors as well.
Right.
I feel like you also learn a lot of lessons through that. Do you want to talk about, so Zoe was in the show.
True.
And Zoe wrote.
Yes, I was trying to find the, Zoe wrote to the freaking playwright. Aaron Posner. He's, yeah. And he wrote back, and I wish I had it screenshotted. I got to find it somewhere. Hold on. Letter. He wrote. Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Well, what did Zoe write?
I can't find it. I don't know. I can't find it. Zoe wrote this very long, sweet thing to him about how, like, his doing this play has changed all of our lives, and there's so much that we found in each other and in the characters and how beautifully it's written. She wrote this beautiful, found it, beautiful thing. Over the course of rehearsals, this is what Zoe wrote to the playwright. Over the course of rehearsals, we have absolutely fallen in love with this play. What began as table work and exploration has grown into something deeply personal for all of us. Your language, your humor, and the honesty you've woven into these characters has invited us to be braver artists and more generous collaborators. In telling the story, we have found ourselves reflected in it, our ambitions, insecurities, longing to be heard, and desire to make something that matters. Somewhere along the way, we also fell in love with each other as a cast. The play's rawness demands vulnerability, and that vulnerability has created a kind of ensemble bond that feels rare. Stupid Effing Bird gives us permission to fail spectacularly, to feel deeply, and to risk sincerity in a world that often feels met with irony. That permission has changed us. We've been incredibly fortunate, and then she starts talking about Drew, how he has shaped it and his vision, and she invited him to come and see the production on behalf of the cast without any of us knowing. This was Zoe. This is crazy. Shout out, Zoe. You're insane. And then he responded. This is crazy. Dear Zoe, Andrew, and the cast and team of Stupid Effing Bird. First, Zoe, I would like to say thank you for reaching out. It is always nice to hear that folks are enthusiastic about the work and are engaged in the world of the play. Thank you to all of you for the hard work I am sure you are putting into it. One of the things I have been most proud of with this play is that folks seem to have a genuinely good and worthwhile time doing it. That was true the very first production, and it seems to continue to be true. I think you are all right that it requires a kind of vulnerability and bravery to enter this world truly and fully, and often that bond can bring people together. I'm very sorry that I won't be able to see the production. I'm in rehearsal down here at Washington, D.C. for a production of The Two Gentlemen of Verona. I see that it has opened now. I hope it is going wonderfully well and that the response of the audience is what you hope for. Thank you again for doing my play, and please give everyone my very best. Warm regards, Aaron Posner. Crazy. That's crazy.
Like,
it just puts into perspective, like, we're all just humans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're all just...
Has the playwright ever... Like, have you ever talked to the playwright of a play that you've been doing, like, ever?
Well, this is the first play I've ever done, and I've obviously, like, Stephen Sondheim's dead.
Well, things right.
Like, you know, like, you yeah. can't really. Like,
yeah. That's so true.
You know.
But, like, you know, it's like, always those, like, smaller plays,
right.
you know, that, like, I feel like you can really get in contact with somebody. My high school did a parody of Noises Off, and it was called Noses Off.
Right.
And it was probably the funniest play that my school's ever put on. It was yeah. so funny. And we actually reached out to the playwright. His name was Don Zelaitis.
No way.
And we reached out to him, and he was in the area, and he literally came to a rehearsal.
Oh. Wow.
And like talked to us, and it was like, it was so amazing because he was like giving us like pointers and stuff. Wow. About like, you know, I wrote this character with this in mind or like something like that. Especially like my school also did. Do you know the playwright Kimberly Bellflower?
No.
She wrote John Proctor is the Villain or
I
something.
Know that one, yeah.
So my school did a production of hers called Lost Girl, which yep. is like about more about the Wendy side of Peter Pan and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if they really got in contact with her because I was graduated by then. But like to the fact that they did one of her productions and then literally not even like a year later that one of her shows is on Broadway
yeah.
is insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because a lot of times like schools will be like, okay, we're doing this play. No yeah. one's ever heard of it before. But yeah. like it, yeah. And then, you know, some people are reluctant about it. They're like, I don't know if I want to audition because I've never heard of it. I think that's something that as a society and at least as actors, we need to like stop doing. Because why do you think I didn't audition for Forum?
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And I auditioned for Alleged instead.
Yep.
And
Did you know what Alleged was?
What?
Did you know what Alleged was when
no.
you auditioned? Oh, no.
All I knew about, well, I was able to read the script beforehand, mm-hmm. which usually if you just reach out to like Drew and you're like, can I have the script? Mm-hmm. They'll be like, sure. I read the script beforehand and I really liked it. But when I auditioned, I didn't get casted.
Yeah.
But then half the cast dropped the show. And yeah. so then Drew came up to me and was like, do you want to be in it?
Yeah.
So I wasn't even supposed to be in right. any of those shows. And I don't know. It's just like, I feel like I would have thrived in Forum,
right.
but I didn't know what it was.
Right.
And I think it's the same thing with Hollywood Ukraine is like, which is the current musical that's in production. It's called A Day in Hollywood, A Night in Ukraine.
Yep.
It's a tap show, which by I can't tap, but no one said I can't learn.
Which I think half the cast is learning.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hollywood, yeah. Hollywood Ukraine, I feel like is going to be really good.
Yeah. I agree.
And, there is like whispers about the musical for next spring. There's also whispers about Come From Away, which I definitely am going to audition for, I think. But
yeah.
I'll be really upset if I don't get a role.
I think I'm going to audition for Drew's plays because they're both very female-oriented.
So that's another thing I wanted to talk about is because, so the director, JMD, is doing...
Where did you get that Wony sticker, that license plate?
I can probably find you one.
I would love that. That's really adorable.
Isn't it so cute?
Lucas has really adorable little stickers on his laptop that I'm looking
Aren't
at
they
right
so
now.
Cute? So this is one is from when I did Mamma Mia.
Obviously.
This is from my local record store.
Cute.
Wony.
Obviously.
This one is Study Abroad Office.
Oh.
Teacher.
Cute.
Mamma Mia. This is from the Era Store book.
Obviously.
This says Taylor's version.
Cute.
That's
just so darling.
Yeah. I'm
wow.
running out of room though.
I want that license plate one. It says Wony 90.9.
It's really
on
cute.
On a license plate, and I want
I forgot what we were talking about.
We were talking about Drew
oh.
and the plays.
So JMD is doing a production of Macbeth.
Yep.
And it is going to be, I believe, a all-female cast.
No way.
That's
Dang,
what
what
he wants.
What are the men going to do next year?
That's what I'm saying. Next semester, there's literally, I think Drew's show has one male role in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's four girls,
It's called
man.
What? Silent Sky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I feel like the only opportunity for me to do something is to be on production, which is like not something I really want to do.
Right.
I want to be back on the stage.
Come From Away has some men, right?
Come From Away has like, I think, hold on.
Hold on. I think it has like, I don't, there's not a lot of men in that one either. I don't think. I have no idea.
I think there's a decent amount actually.
You think so?
I'm pretty
really?
Sure it's pretty half and half.
Come From Away, male and female roles.
I think it looks like there's seven.
Seven male roles?
Yeah.
There are 12 actors total, which isn't a lot.
What am I looking
I
at?
I feel
then?
Bad for the men now that I'm really thinking about it.
Oh, some people might double up.
Okay.
I really would like to be in that show, but it's okay.
One, two, three, four, five. Oh, wait. Hold on. Here we go. I have all the characters. Ready for the men? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven men.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We have seven men.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I would really like to be back on the stage. Like, it's killing me.
Yeah.
I love sound design, but it's killing me.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
I really want to be back on the stage.
The thing is, too, is I feel like Macbeth, Lady Macbeth would be a fun part to play. Like, when she's rubbing the spot out of her hand, like, and she's going manic.
No, yeah, it would be an absolute amazing play. I'm very upset that I was talking to Brandon Rafferty about this. I was like, there's no opportunity for us to get into a show.
Yeah.
Next semester.
Well, also, yeah. No, yeah.
And we have the male talent, which is very frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this was, like, my high school didn't have, I think a lot of the male talent graduated. So when we did Mamma Mia, there were 6 guys in it, the rest were all girls.
Well, it's also kind of frustrating because for the theater department, like, a whopping handful are graduating next year. Like, a massive, massive handful.
Yes, and they're going to be seniors, so if they audition for a show, what do you think is going to happen?
Yes. True.
You're graduating.
I am. Hopefully. I don't really know. I don't really have the upper divisions, but I don't really have...
I hope you don't.
I gotta talk to someone. Oh, sorry?
Because I don't know what I'm going to do without you, like, for a semester.
You're
going to
be fine. There was a whole year where you didn't know me.
That's so true. but I was miserable during those years.
True.
That year.
True.
Because you want to graduate early.
Yeah. Just save money.
Yeah. No, and
then
honestly,
I gotta go to grad school somewhere and then, it never ends.
Do you have to go to grad school right away?
The terrors never end. Like, no, but like, you know, I don't want to substitute teach for a year because that's terrible for me.
But you're a psych major.
Yes, but because I'm in the school system now, so I'll be able to retire earlier.
Yes, me too. I'm also in the retirement system right now, which is like...
Hack the system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love... Can we talk about this? I love substitute teaching. Do you like it?
It's fine.
It's okay?
It's okay. It's fine.
Okay. Honestly, yeah, I kind of agree with you, and here's why. So, it's hard.
It is. It is really hard.
So, people, what grades have you done? Have you done them all?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. We need to talk about the story about how you ended up in the hospital.
True that.
Because of that. But yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, it was my first day because you have to have a certain amount of college credits to be a teacher. Otherwise,
really?
Otherwise you're just a substitute aide.
Yeah. My school, I think the only reason they're letting me do teacher is because I'm like an ed major.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think that's why, because when I applied, it was like teacher aide, but I also selected like actual teacher. Mm-hmm. But my brother also did, but they didn't approve him to be a teacher. They just approved him to be a TA.
Yeah.
But when I emailed them, I was like, hey, I'm an ed major, like whatever. And they were like, you're approved. And I was like, great.
Boom.
And you get paid more to be a teacher anyway.
You do. You get paid hourly for
TA.
Yeah. But you get paid for the day.
Yeah.
As a teacher.
Which I love. It's
so
really
it was
nice.
My first day as a teacher. I like just got approved. I set my college credit in. They were like, boom, you're in. I said, okay, boom, boom, I'm in. I have first day of teaching. I taught third grade.
Did you have to do a lot of online training? Sorry.
Nope. No training.
Really?
Literally no training.
That's crazy.
Which
I had to do some crazy online trainings. Like I had to do like the school safety ones. I had to do like the sexual harassment.
Oh yeah, you do
like
those.
Safe schools.
Yeah.
All of that.
Don't touch an open wound if a kid is bleeding. You can't put your hands on a kid if they're fighting. Those things.
Yeah, all those things.
First day teaching, go to third grade. Day starts great. Kids love
Third grade
me.
Is rough.
They are rough. They
third
are.
Grade is rough because they have attitudes.
They do. And let me elaborate on that. Mm-hmm. The day started really good. We were vibing. I'm the very chill substitute that says I'm not going to be mean unless you give me a reason to be mean. You know, I'll be your bro. You know what I mean? I don't work here. You know what I mean?
I work here, but I don't really.
So, yeah. So we're having a great time. I put on my Snoopy lo-fi beats.
See, and like that's so cute. Such a, like so aesthetic.
Right. Like it's just fun. I'm just here to have fun and get money. You know what I mean? I don't really. And then we're doing good. The kids are a little rowdy, but that's okay. I can handle it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got an attitude too. Okay.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Okay. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? So then it hits lunch. I drop the kids off at lunch. I had one of those grocery store salads. You know what I mean?
Those are so good.
So good. Mine was expired. Okay. I had chicken. that was bad, okay? This is the running hypothesis of what happened to me because the doctors don't know. So, I eat it. I pick up the kid. It was instantaneous. Okay, eat it for lunch. Pick up the kids from lunch. And it's ELA time. I remember this because we were popcorn reading. And I am not feeling good. I've got hot sweats. Like, I can't see straight. I'm nauseous. I hit it.
Wait, what does it look?
What does what look?
Okay, cool. It's fine. Okay, great.
Okay, awesome.
Good job. Okay, good job. We saved it.
We saved it.
I was going to say, that's the worst.
It really is.
You're the only adult in the room. Like, what do you do? They're third graders. You can't leave them.
No. So that's the thing is I'm feeling really, really not good. And one of the kids, his mom is the nurse. And he could tell that something was wrong with me. So he brought me over the trash can. We're all sitting on the rug. I'm sitting on the chair. He brings me over the trash can. I said, thank you, little boy. Sit down. So he sits down. And I'm leaned over the trash can giving...
In front of the kids.
Yes. Giving instructions.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't leave the room.
Right.
You can't leave kids unattended. So I'm leaned over the trash can and I'm giving instructions. I'm like, guys, start popcorn reading now. So they start popcorn reading and he's rubbing my back while I'm leaned over the trash can. I said, I have to go. So I go across the hall and I say, I'm gonna run to the bathroom. They're popcorn reading, keep an eye on my kids. The teacher calls. I was like, okay. I get to the bathroom, worst state I've ever been in my entire life. I start taking my clothes off and laying down on the cold tile of the staff bathroom. I'm texting people, I'm calling people, I'm like, something's wrong. Something's really wrong. I don't really know. You know, it's, it was so bad. I don't want to get
first day.
First day as a teacher. First day. Yep. And then so I text I'm friends with someone who works in the main office. So I text, I say, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Someone go help the kids. I don't really know what's going on with me. He says, do you want me to text your dad? Come get you. I said, yeah, actually. School nurse comes down, knocks on the door. Alyssa, are you okay? I said, girl, I'm not okay. She opens the door. I'm like in a tank top, like essentially nothing, laying on the bathroom floor and on tile. She's like, all right, let's go somewhere. I said, all right, what about the kids? She said, we got someone in there for you. I said, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go down to the nurse's office. My dad pulls up. It's like I was back in elementary school, like waiting for your dad to come pick you up.
Yeah.
We get there, do all the tests, wasn't feeling great. Got an ultrasound, I don't even know what they did, but they did all these tests, and then they were like, nothing's wrong with you. I said, that's not true. Like, something's wrong. Like, and they're like, no, like, you're fine.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like the boy who cried wolf, and I made this big scene first day of teaching.
Well, you got, like, food poisoning, basically.
I think, yeah, that's what happened. Because, too, and then I go back, right? This was, like, over break, you mm-hmm. know, like this last break. Yeah. I went, it was in fourth grade. Mathematically, the kids are bumped up.
Yeah.
I'm in fourth grade, okay? And some of these kids said, I remember you. I said, no. Oh, no, no, no,
no, no,
forget
no,
me.
No.
Forget me. No. You know, I'm someone entirely different, yep. Okay? But what I was going to say about third grade, rambunctious, point proven by they were standing on the desks.
Ooh.
While I'm giving instruction, I said, sit down. And they're standing on the desks. They're, like, calling each other names. And once they realize, like, you're chill like that, they take advantage of you.
No, they do. I actually had the same issue. I was subbing over winter break, and I was subbing for a second grade class.
Yep.
And we started the day. Like, I was like, okay, they're second graders. I've subbed for second grade before. Second grade's usually chill. Like, let's have a really good day. I'm reading the plans. They all seem really straightforward. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be a good day.
Boom.
So they come into the classroom, and I'm like, who's ready to have a great day? And I'm, like, hyping them up, and I'm, like, mm-hmm. really, really hype. Mm-hmm. And then they had PE first, but they said they were going outside or something, and, like, I was already behind schedule because I was doing too much. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, you have 10 seconds. They're all sitting on the carpet. And I was like, okay, you have 10 seconds to wrap your coats. Go. They start sprinting and screaming. And then, like, three teachers came in and were like, do you need help? Do you need help? And I was like, no, it's okay. It was my fault. Then the rest of the day was just insane. Like, the rest of the day was literally just rambunctious, like, crazy. Like, because I started the day as the fun sub.
Right.
But then they start taking advantage of that. They're like, oh, you don't care.
Yeah.
I think the only plus was when I came back from lunch, because I lived down the street from the school. So when I came back from lunch, because I was gone for an hour, I came back. and they had recess inside, like in the classroom. I came back and my desk was just covered with these like projects and drawings, and it was so cute. Aww. Someone, the girl, made me like a purse, a paper purse.
Oh, that's really
I know.
Cute.
And like that made it all so much better. They had like a marble jar. Yeah. So it was like if they were misbehaving, I could like take a marble out of the jar, or like if they were doing good, I could put one in the jar. Huh. I definitely took out more marbles, and they work really hard to earn them, so I felt bad. Because like that's the thing about subbing is like you walk into the classroom and you have to, in a half hour, yeah, adapt to exactly how everything works.
Yep.
There's six different elementary schools in my district. Mm-hmm. Like each one is different. And I walk in, I'm like, okay, I'm at this school. This is where everything is. Great. Okay. You go in, you look at the plans. It's like, this is the behavior system that we use. Yeah. Okay, cool. Use your own if you want. I don't have one. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to try and use this one.
Yeah.
How they do work and how the teacher usually teaches. True. It's just like everything. And then all the kids are like, this isn't how this is done. And you're like, this isn't how.
They
this
also take advantage of you like that too.
Yeah. This isn't how Miss P does this. And I'm like, am I Miss P?
Right.
No.
Miss P says that five of us can go down to the office and deliver the notes. I'm like, are you sure about that, bro?
I don't think
you,
so.
Little bro, are you lying to me?
They do lie. They're like, yeah, this is what usually happens. And then they start giggling. And then other kids are like, no, that's not true. Like, usually in the plans, the teacher's like, you can rely on this kid to tell you what's up.
Yeah, master
like,
manipulators.
Yeah. Yep. And so like, I'm like, is this true? And she's like, no. And I'm like, thank you. Gold star for you.
Gold star. Girl, here's a marble.
Here's a marble. You've earned
you,
a marble. Yeah. All right, let's take a talk break.
I love how you think. Wait, can we shout out your roommate for getting us
drinks? Oh my gosh. Okay, so long story short, I'm sitting in my discrete math class and Sean texts me and he's like, he was like, Lucas, have you, and then in parentheses, yes, you, gotten Starbucks today? And I was like, no, I haven't.
Texted me the same exact thing.
I was like, no, I haven't. And he was like, okay, no particular reason at all. And then I was like, okay. And I did the monkey covering eyes.
Okay.
I was like, okay. And then, because I knew he was going to give me something. Yeah. And then he was like, we, the gang, are in Starbucks, so come after your class. And I was like, okay. And then my class got out early, so how perfect is that? And so I go up there, and he hands me my drink and a cake pop, a raccoon cake pop.
He texted me, and he was like, if you got in Starbucks. Oh. Right. He's a...
Guys, there's no food in the studio or drinks. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you mean. He did the same thing for me, and then, but we were studying one day, and he wrote down my order. And I was like, "What are you making fun of me?" He's like, "No, I'm not making fun of your order. I'm just writing it down." I said, "Bizarre, okay." Sorry, just and as he texts me, he's like, "Did you, yes, you get Starbucks today?" I said, "No, but today is like triple star day, so I was."
Oh my god, it's triple star day.
It is.
It's okay. I don't need this triple star.
So. Yeah, and then I pull up and he has my exact drink order. I said, Sean, it's my big brother.
I know. He's just the best.
Okay, we can play music
He's
now.
Really just the best.
Okay, so Lucas chose... do you say caramel or caramel?
I usually say caramel, but in the context caramel. Of this song, I say caramel.
Okay. Caramel by Conan Gray, the clean version. Wishbone. You and I love Wishbone.
Wishbone is so good. So if it wasn't for Stupid, I think Burby would have gone and seen him.
True. And then I chose American Girls by Harry Styles from the new album Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally.
I love that song.
These are two bangerang songs. We kind of cooked this week.
They really are.
Okay. Shall we?
Shall we?
This is Caramel by Conan Gray.
1, 2! My heart didn't
I've known you for
Playing with transitions like this. How do you feel about that?
Did you like that?
That was good, right? Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Yeah, I was gonna say because that takes time.
Yeah.
It really does.
And I'm cooking there. I'm getting
that was a really good one.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really getting there.
Let's talk about new music. So
please.
What are your thoughts on Harry Styles' new album? Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally.
Love it. I've missed him so much. You know,
they're calling
it
Kisco.
Oh, really?
Kisco for short.
Kisco?
Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally.
Yeah, I've seen the abbreviation.
Yeah.
KATTDO is how people are saying. That's what I've seen.
Oh.
But I like what you're saying more. What is it? Kisco?
Kisco.
I like that a lot.
I really love the album. At first, it took me a few listens to like fall in love with it.
That's how I felt about Aperture.
I fell in love with American Girls, though, the first time I heard it.
Yep.
And I would say I really like Dance No More.
True.
Taste Back.
True. Is that the one with the DJs Don't Dance No More?
Yeah, he's like, DJs don't dance no more.
Yeah, I like that one.
When I got sent the rotation yesterday, I added like half the album to the automation.
Yep.
So, so guys, you can catch it on there.
You can catch it.
But yeah, I think the album's really good.
I love it.
He's back to performing.
True.
So he's so back. And SNL?
What about it?
As he's going to be on SNL hosting and the music guest.
No way.
On Saturday.
No.
I know. I'm so mad that we're going to be on break so we can't watch it together.
I know.
Did you see Olivia Rodrigo put out a song?
You played it in my dorm, I think.
I did.
Can I be honest?
It was put on a cover album.
Don't love it.
Really?
It's fine.
I really like how soft it is.
Yeah.
I like how soft and innocent the song is.
Yeah.
And how, like, the Book of Love. It's just, like... I didn't know the original song. I did listen to the original song. I really do like her cover of it, though.
Yeah.
I also added that one to Automation along with a couple other things from that album.
Yeah.
Let's see. Leve is coming. Leve had a new single.
No way.
For the deluxe of A Matter of Time.
Wait, I haven't listened to that one.
I haven't either.
No one told me.
Yeah. Well, it's on Instagram.
Well.
I don't know when the deluxe is coming out, but it is coming out soon.
Noah Khan doesn't release until April.
Yeah, April's gonna come quick. It's like faster than you think what's gonna happen is we're gonna get back, and then Shape of Things is gonna be happening.
True.
And then after that's done, it's April.
Yeah. Yep.
And St. Oni's weekend too.
Yeah. True. I'm excited for that.
I know. I'm really excited, even
Baby's
though like
first.
I'm gonna be like.
I was very antisocial last year. That was my own issue. But now I have friends and things to do, and I'm so excited for all these things coming up.
Yep.
It's so exciting.
And then it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Grace Ives is releasing stuff.
I don't know who that is.
It sounds familiar. I don't know who that is.
Wait.
Charlie Puth releasing things.
I had another one, but I don't remember what it was.
Oh, I'm looking at people that are releasing soon, but I don't really know any of these, to be honest. Maybe I'm just not woke. I don't really know.
I will mention Megan Maroney's new album, Cloud Nine, I'm absolutely obsessed with.
Boom.
I haven't been able to stop listening to it.
Period.
And she just put out, like, a bonus track for it.
Yeah.
And then I bought the vinyl at Target. It's so... cute. Alyssa, you don't understand. It's like this big pink cloud cover.
Uh-huh.
You open it and it's like cheetah print-ish.
Ooh.
Like black and pink. And then the vinyl itself is like a pink splatter.
Ooh, that's really cute.
Or like swirl. It's so cute. And surprise, there's two bonus tracks at the end of it that aren't on streaming.
Wow.
So that was really, really fun to kind of like hear.
Right.
What else? Who else is releasing? I feel like there's got to be a big release coming up.
Did you listen to Bruno Mars?
Nope.
It's
I'm not a big fan of him.
Fine. I am, and it's, I don't love it. I don't hate it. Yeah. I don't know. It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really, I can't even really explain why I don't like it. It's just a vibe of mine. I don't really.
True. I'm like really, 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 really hoping that like Olivia Rodrigo puts something out soon.
Yeah, I think she will.
Because I liked the song, but I need an album.
Yeah, I get that.
Like I really, if we could get like a summer album.
Yeah.
I'd be really excited.
That'd be good.
Let's talk about spring break plans. Do you have any?
I have a dentist appointment.
Gotta get the. I also have a dentist appointment. Gotta get him in.
My friend texted me saying maybe we could go get tattoos. And I said, maybe we could. But Then also, Gavin and I have been trying to plan getting matching tattoos, but he won't give me a design that he likes. So haven't made the plans for that. What about you?
So Monday, I have a dentist appointment.
Yeah.
Me and my brother's spring break happened to be at the same time, which is actually really exciting.
Yay!
It usually doesn't happen that way. I think it's because it's like St. Patrick's Day, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So I'll be home. And then Tuesday through Friday, I will be in classrooms observing for my classes.
Ooh.
Which sounds exciting, but it's not.
Like, but it's not.
Okay, like it is. It's just, it's hard to just sit there and not do anything.
Yeah.
And our professors are like, you know, interact with the students, go around and help, like, and help the teacher function as the TA. I'm like, but I have to take notes and write a paper on this.
Yeah.
Like, how am I supposed to do that if I'm going around the room? What I think is going to happen is both of them are two-day observations. So I think maybe the first day I'll probably take more notes, and then the second day I'll either help out or maybe try and start the paper.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, I'm just going to observe the same thing both days unless, like, something catastrophic happens with another student.
Yeah.
But even then, both these classes aren't about student behavior.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is about how the teacher, like, introduces, like, language.
Mm-hmm.
And more about, like, English language learners or people that don't have, like, English as their, like, first language.
Yeah.
And then also the other one is about learning and motivation. So, like, what is the teacher doing to motivate her students or, like, their students? But yeah. I'm observing she. But, like, what is the teacher doing to motivate their students? And how are the students reacting?
Yeah.
So it's, like, I don't know.
It's
just interesting.
It is.
So I'll be doing that. And then, funny enough, the same high school that I will be observing at, which is my former high school,
mm-hmm.
is having their musical that weekend, the last weekend of before we
so
come back.
Mine.
And so I'll be going.
What are they doing?
You're not gonna know what it is. It's called The Hello Girls.
Okay.
It's a new American musical. It's off Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing it? No
Who
idea.
Who knows? But that's okay.
But it's the set looks gorgeous.
Aww.
I think maybe the rights were cheaper, so they're able to put a lot more money into the set and everything. And so last year around this time, they were still, our spring break was like a week earlier.
Yeah.
And so we were doing Once Upon a Mattress. I went to the school and surprised them at rehearsal. And I was like, surprise, hi, everyone. And they love me. Like, they really
Aww.
Do. And, like, because, like, there was a lot of drama going on senior year.
Yeah.
But a lot of people found peace with me. And it's more like, because, like, there was a lot of drama going on with me and other people and, like, people trying to be senior directors. But I assistant directed a play my, was it my senior year or my junior year? It was my senior year. I assistant directed a play, and it was with a lot of new faces, a lot of new freshmen specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, like, looked up to me and, like, were, like, you know, like, feel really comfortable around me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I go back and they're really excited to see me, it's just, like so heartwarming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be going to see the musical. And
Wait, can I add?
Yeah.
My high school is doing their musical over the weekend. And you remember my little sister, right?
Yeah.
They're doing Into the Woods.
Yeah. Oh, I did that.
My little sister is Little Red. Gavin is the baker.
Gavin's the baker?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm so excited.
That's exciting.
I don't think you know anyone else in it, but I'm very excited to see that.
Yeah.
So I need that.
Yeah. Into the Woods is a great show.
It's so cute.
When I did it, I really do. I did it my senior year. So when we were singing No One Is Alone, we were all like, we were.
It's a tearjerker.
It's really frustrating because there was one part I really wanted. I really wanted to play Jack.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it.
What'd you get?
I got the Steward and the Wolf, which was fine.
Good parts.
Which was fine.
It's fine.
I really wanted to be Jack because it would have been for No One Is Alone, all seniors.
Yeah.
The one person in No One Is Alone who wasn't a senior was the person playing Jack.
Right.
And so I feel like that kind of like destroyed me inside a little bit. But we all got to like be on stage together and like we had these lanterns and it was really cool.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get the recording of it, but I can't find it. I have the recording of Mamma Mia. Don't have the recording of Into the Woods.
Okay.
But it's such a good show. It was so pretty. And it was really sad because it was like the last musical, but it wasn't technically the last play.
Yeah.
But then all this drama unfolded during our last play. And then I was like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
So after it was over, I was like, yay, we're done.
Yay, I'm out.
I'm out. Peace out. Thank you, IHS Theater. but no, I do miss it. So I love going back to support them and just to like see how everything's going. Seeing the directors and like we just got brand new lighting and sound equipment.
Yeah.
Like all brand new stuff. So I'm excited to see how they like use it.
True.
So that concludes our episode.
That concludes. And I'm ready for spring break.
We won't see you guys until after spring break, which is
crazy.
Really sad.
But then
we're going to have guests
immediately when we come back.
Wednesday, exciting. 2 o'clock, we will be having guests. Not sure who yet, but they're going to be...
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be something from Shape of Things.
True.
And they're going to talk a little bit about the show and convince you guys to go because you should go.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tickets are only $5 for students.
Exciting.
And it's St. Oni's weekend. So yep. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
And I know y'all have time, so...
Yep.
But anyways, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys after spring break.
We'll see you after spring break. I'm going to miss you, Lucas.
I'm going to miss you so much. But it's only a week.
It's only a week.
We can do it.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Bye,
everyone. Have a good day.
Catch me up. take me right back to you. Been dreaming of you most of these nights. What we do is we smell of your sheets. I didn't know how good I had it. Didn't know at the time what it would mean. I didn't think too much about it or how it changed me.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.